Have you ever been on an airplane? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. We're in John chapter 16, 23 through 28. Tomorrow on Sunday, we will be celebrating the Ascension. I know it's not the 40th day of Easter, but we're celebrating the Ascension tomorrow. And Jesus says today, now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father. Clearly a great scripture passage for us to reflect upon when we think about Jesus leaving the world and going to the Father where he will sit at his right hand. Remember this crazy parish when I was a young kid, and I have no idea why, but it was just a bad time. But they literally sang the song, I'm leaving on a jet plane at Mass. I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Thinking somehow that made sense, regardless of the fact. I think there is, when we think about the power, when we think about the energy, when we think about the thrust that takes place when you are on a plane going up into the skies, I always like to just kind of think about, like, what was the ascension like? Did Jesus just kind of like slowly go up? Did he shoot up like a rocket? Like, what was it like? There is an individual that I visit in his home. I bring him communion and often hear his confession, and just a beautiful man. And where we sit at his kitchen table, he has an oil painting of the Ascension behind him. And I often comment on it because it's just very, very, it's a beautiful, beautiful picture. I've never seen the rendition before. But the clouds are just kind of enveloping Jesus, and he's just, you can see that there's this upward thrust and movement. But I think just to spend some time today reflecting upon Jesus say it. Now I am leaving the world and going back to my Father. We know how he did it. He ascended. We know that there were angels present. We know that the apostles were gathered. We know that it was on the Mount of Olives. But how fast was it? What power was in it? What was that like? It had to have been amazing. Absolutely amazing. And can we also just think about Mary? Like Mary, the mother of Jesus at the Ascension. Like, what were her emotions? Her son who had died, her son who had risen from the grave, her son who had come back, and now her son is leaving. Remember the first time that I went to Rome as a student and be with my mom in the airport, and she just gave me like the biggest hug. And yeah, what were Mary's final words to her son before he ascended into heaven? All these beautiful things. This is why Catholic imagination is amazing. This is why meditation at prayer is amazing, is that we can go into all these little pockets and places and flesh out the beauty of these stories. And God willing, through that, realize how beautiful it is, how good our salvation is. So reflect upon those today as you spend time in prayer and silence and meditation, and have a beautiful feast of the Ascension tomorrow.